News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. The White House is pushing two proposals to involve mental health records in background checks for gun buyers. The proposals from the Justice Department and the Department of Health and Human Services are aimed at improving screening for potential gun buyers who may suffer from serious mental health problems. The proposed rules would not require congressional approval and could be implemented with a presidential signature. A crucial labor contract has been narrowly approved by Boeing's machinists. The vote of 51-49% last night means Boeing will build its new 777X jetliner and wings in the Seattle area. However, approval of the contract means workers will concede some pension and health care benefits. The shooting at a Wausau bar early Friday morning has now turned into a homicide investigation. That's because the 27-year-old victim died at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Wausau police initially could not be reached for comment, and hospital officials declined to say the condition of the victim, but WSAU was given the victim's name and the fact that he died from an outside source. Shortly after WSAU reported the man's death, Wausau police did issue a statement confirming the victim died around 6 p.m. The name is being withheld until family members have been properly notified. Police apprehended 31-year-old John Lewis at around 7:30 yesterday morning in a Wausau house without incident. Officials are warning Wisconsinites to be ready for bitterly cold temperatures in the forecast. The National Weather Service in Sullivan says an Arctic blast of cold air will drop the mercury below zero with wind chills ranging from minus 35 to minus 50 degrees between Sunday and Tuesday. As of late Friday afternoon, many school districts had already called off classes Monday as a precaution. Amy Arden is with the Wausau School District. She says they've called off classes for Monday.
Precaution, all school district systems are fully operational, and when students are in our schools, they are safe. However, with the predicted weather forecast, we are taking precautions and canceling classes Monday.
And with the extreme cold weather coming, Arden says they felt it would wise to give families time to adjust their Monday schedules.
We want to make sure that we don't have students show up at school on Monday. We want parents to have enough of a heads up as possible.
Also, Sun Prairie police are investigating the death of a woman found in a house fire on Wednesday. Police say the autopsy of 43-year-old Carrie Gray showed she died of injuries from the blaze. Meanwhile, police say it will take several months to determine the exact identity of a person who died in a trailer home fire in Weston on Monday. The fire was at the Green Acres Trailer Park. Everest Metro Police Chief Wally Sparks says the medical examiner's office is now having to turn to DNA testing to determine the identity of the victim who died in that blaze.
We've been in contact with the medical examiner's office. They are going to need DNA samples from some of the family to confirm the identity of the victim. This could take several months, so it's going to be a while before we're able to release a name on that.
Sparks does think they know who the victim is.
I believe, in speaking with witnesses, it is the mother of the two sisters that were noted in the earlier press release that is a victim in this incident, but that will need to be confirmed through the medical examiner's office and DNA testing.
The two sisters, ages 13 and 15, and an 18-year-old male were able to escape that burning trailer. 53-year-old Bob Bergman was jailed Friday after his sentencing hearing on sexting charges. Bergman, a former school bus driver in Merrill, was sentenced to 1 year in jail and 7 years of probation. He must also register as a sex offender. Bergman was convicted earlier of sending explicit photos and text messages to an 11-year-old boy. The child was a rider on Bergman's bus. Marathon County's former administrator plans to run for county board, and Mort McBain will have a campaign advantage few people ever get. That advantage is a Federal Communications Commission rule that affects incumbent 19th District Supervisor Oliver Burrows. It's the FCC's equal time rule, requiring broadcasting companies to offer equal access to the airwaves to all candidates. McBain has filed with the State Elections Board and is circulating nomination papers, but has until Tuesday to turn them in. Once those documents are turned in, McBain can campaign as expected. Burrows will have to choose between his county board campaign or his radio duties, and he reluctantly decided late on Friday.
Shortly after 2 o'clock today, I submitted the form indicating that I am a non-candidate.
Last election, Burrows was the only candidate, which meant the equal time rules didn't apply. He says he discussed the issues with Sunrise Broadcasting owner Steve Resnick, and it was clear he would be immediately taken off the air if the campaign continued.
There is a possibility by Tuesday that one or more than one person could be in the race. If there were two people, there'd be a primary. And as you know, being in media, the FCC rules dictate equal time requirements that Sunrise Broadcasting was very cognizant of.
The state of Wisconsin has issued an emergency rule affecting many truckers. Due to the extreme cold weather, the DOT and administration have determined an energy emergency exists and effective immediately have authorized motor carriers to transport overweight loads of energy resources such as fuel and oil along with milk commodities. During an energy emergency, Wisconsin DOT may waive the divisible load limitation and authorize for a period not to exceed 30 days the operation of overweight vehicles on Wisconsin roads. A former Rhinelander High School English teacher has been sentenced for theft and drugs. As part of a plea bargain to include several charges, 35-year-old Joshua Juergens was given 4 years probation and 31 additional days in jail. He was arrested back in September after a disturbance at his residence. Later, a search warrant was served by police who found a computer belonging to a Rhinelander High School and a marijuana grow operation in his home. An ATV enthusiast will be hitting the Marathon County trails today. As of 8 a.m., the designated ATV trails will open to the public. Marathon County snowmobile and ATV coordinator John Daniels says the designated trails are open to ATVs when the air temperature is 28 degrees or colder. Meanwhile, at Lambeau Field, they will be playing the Packer game on Sunday, and it's a dangerous situation. Officer Shue of the Green Bay Police Department says they'll be trying to take care of people.
When it gets colder, we actually see more alcohol-related illnesses or injuries as a result. People drink more, that they're not aware of how cold they are, and the effects of alcohol act differently when people are cold.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.